Who is Janet Yellen? You probably know the name from her current job as the U.S. Treasury Secretary, or from her previous role as Chair of the Federal Reserve. Or maybe you know that she was the first woman ever to hold either of those positions. But Yellen is more than just a trailblazer. She's also an innovative economist and a skilled politician. And she's at the center of the new book, Empathy Economics, Janet Yellen's Remarkable Rise to Power and Her Drive to Spread Prosperity to All, by Owen Ullman. Owen is a reporter and editor who's worked for USA Today, Business Week, Knight Ridder, and the Associated Press. He's won two awards from the White House Correspondents Association, and he joins us now to share the key insights from his book.
Hello, book lovers. My name is Owen Ullman. I am a journalist who has covered the White House, political campaigns, foreign affairs, and economics in Washington for four decades. I have worked as a reporter and senior editor at news media that include the Associated Press, Business Week magazine, and USA Today. Over the course of my career, I've had the opportunity to meet and interview hundreds of politicians, including six U.S. presidents, a dozen foreign leaders, celebrities from the worlds of sports, entertainment, and the arts, and even members of royalty, including Queen Elizabeth, may she rest in peace. Of all those public figures, I consider Janet Yellen among the most remarkable. It's not just because she is the first woman to head the Federal Reserve in its 109-year existence and the U.S. Treasury in its more than two-century history, or that she is the only person of either gender to head the so-called trifecta of economic policymaking in America, the Treasury, the Fed, and the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Having known and admired Yellen for three decades, I decided to write a biography of this amazing woman because she embodies a combination of character traits that are truly unique among the movers and shakers I have covered. These traits, which I call the five E's, are my insights into what makes Yellen extraordinary and, in my mind, a national treasure. Yellen's first E is excellence. From her early childhood growing up in Brooklyn, as the first wave of post-World War II baby boomers, Yellen was driven to achieve perfection. It was a goal drilled into her by a loving but demanding mother, Ruth, an elementary school teacher who quit her job to raise Janet and her older brother, John. Ruth insisted that her children get all A's in school, that they speak with proper diction, dress well, aspire to professional careers, and learn about the wider world on international cruises the family would take over many summers. Ruth stressed the importance of being organized and prepared, character traits that Yellen famously and faithfully observes. Indeed, aides joke that Yellen always insists on getting to the airport 2 hours early and is known to refine and rehearse her speeches for hours on end. Yellen, who is now 76 years old, is truly her mother's daughter. In every job, she has strived to do her best with determination and gusto. That's why she has succeeded in the most demanding posts. Of course, no one is perfect, as Yellen well knows. When she has fallen short or failed at something, as has occurred throughout her career, she readily admits it without excuse. In a recent interview on CNN, she conceded she was wrong in predicting that inflation would be a fleeting problem. That blunt honesty, so rare in Washington, is one of her strengths. Yellen's second E is empathy, the title of my biography, Empathy Economics. She truly can put herself in others' shoes, feeling their pain and disappointment. It is a trait she inherited from her father, Julius, a family doctor who treated patients in a basement office in the family's two-story row house. Young Janet watched neighbors who were out of work, struggling, still scarred from the Great Depression, as they trudged into her father's office, where he would care for them tenderly. He never turned anyone away because they were too poor to pay, and he accepted whatever payment they could afford. She saw the anguish in their faces and the embarrassment those who were unemployed displayed. She came to understand how important a job is, not only to survive financially, but to bolster one's sense of self-respect and accomplishment. Those faces remained ever present in Yellen's mind and propelled her toward a career in economics for one purpose, to use her training to create a healthy economy in which everyone could find a decent-paying job and earn a comfortable living. That is her North Star. It is a stark memory she often recalls in speeches today, and it has guided her thinking and actions in every academic and government post she has held. Her research has focused on ways to boost wages and employment. In Washington, achieving full employment is her top priority. As a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors in the 1990s, and as Fed Chair 2 decades later, she argued for policies that would reduce the unemployment rate and help lower-paid workers earn more. She even expressed the importance of finding jobs for ex-felons who go straight, a group that encounters the greatest obstacles to employment. As Treasury Secretary, Yellen has argued for a greater investment in people, not just machines and factories, to make America's workforce better educated, more highly skilled, and more productive. People and their welfare are always at the heart of her policies. Now, it took more than intelligence and hard work for Janet Yellen to achieve historic accomplishments. She also had to exhibit endurance, my 30, to exceed in a profession dominated by men, especially the alpha males who rule in academia and Washington's halls of power. When Janet entered high school in the early 1960s, she had the aptitude to enroll at Brooklyn Tech, a special public school for gifted students that the local smart boys attended. But girls were barred entry at the time, so Janet and her talented female friends went to the regular neighborhood school, Fort Hamilton High. That proved to be a serendipitous experience for them. With no competition from bright boys, the girls ruled. They ran the school newspaper, where Janet was editor-in-chief, and the literary magazine, and the yearbook. In classes, they hogged the teacher's attention and dominated the honor roll. They thrived and went on to successful professional careers thanks to the high self-esteem nurtured at the Fort, as the high school is known. In college, Yellen once again encountered gender segregation. In the mid-1960s, Ivy League schools had separate colleges for male and female undergraduates. Yellen earned her bachelor's degree in economics from Brown University's Pembroke College for Women. Brown did not become co-ed until a few years after Yellen graduated. From Pembroke, she went to Yale, where she was one of the very few women to get a PhD in economics. And in the 1970s, she felt like an outsider as a junior professor in Harvard's economic department, where women professors were an oddity and didn't even earn tenure until 1990. Throughout these decades, Yellen endured, proving she could succeed. During her government career, Yellen encountered similar barriers to women. As chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, she put up with the male bullies in the Clinton White House, which operated like a good old boys' club. She became Fed chair because President Obama's first choice, former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, alienated too many senators who would have refused to confirm him because of his haughty manner. Donald Trump wouldn't even reappoint her Fed chair despite her strong record because, among other reasons, he thought the barely 5-foot-tall Yellen was too short and lacked gravitas. Despite, or perhaps because of these obstacles, Yellen endured, proving she could outcompete the men by putting her head down and doing her best. She never harbored a grudge or felt like an aggrieved victim of sex discrimination. Yet her keen awareness of bias that women experience in the workplace has driven her to push policies that would close the gender inequality gap by creating more opportunities for women. That brings us to the fourth E, equality. In all her policymaking experiences and research as an academic, Yellen has focused on ways to make the American economy spread its prosperity to everyone. Over the past four decades, as the economic pie has grown, the well-to-do have grabbed ever bigger slices, leaving crumbs for the bottom half. Consider this one fact. Since 1979, inflation-adjusted wages for the average worker have barely grown at all. Yet those owning stock have seen their portfolios grow 2,800% after adjusting for inflation. As Fed chair and now as Treasury Secretary, Yellen has plowed new ground in warning about the political and social instability sparked by growing economic inequality. Her warnings have proven prescient. She has taken steps to help women and minorities get good-paying jobs and loans to establish businesses. Her predecessors never focused much attention on the problem. Yellen raises it in every speech about the economy. During her first 18 months at the Treasury Department, Yellen has met with groups representing Blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans, and she has created offices devoted to addressing their needs. Recently, she became the first Treasury Secretary ever to visit an Indian reservation, where she talked about the economic plight of Native Americans. She used the historic trip to point out that today's economy leaves too many minorities behind. She also has met with groups representing women of all backgrounds and has used those occasions to stress the need to make women equal partners with men in the labor force. And while she is deeply concerned about the need to combat the high inflation afflicting American consumers, she also takes pride in the fact that the labor market has been the strongest ever during the past year. There even has been some narrowing of the inequality gap on her watch, as the lowest paid workers have gotten the biggest wage gains on a percentage basis. My fifth and final E may be the most unusual trait I have seen in someone of Yellen's position and achievement. She has the most endearing personality. Not surprisingly, people in these jobs typically are aggressive, power-hungry, and arrogant. You know, it takes a super competitive, super confident person to reach the top rungs of government service. Sure, they have personality skills that make them affable on the surface, but underneath they can be driven and full of themselves. Yellen, I can assure you, is the most genuinely humble and self-effacing cabinet officer I have ever encountered. She's down to earth, has a good sense of humor, and shuns the perks that come with her position. I recently saw a photo of her flying to an event in Detroit. She was sitting in the middle seat in row 19 in the plane's economy section, studying a speech. And she usually carries her own bag rather than expect an aide to handle it. I'm not the only one who is impressed with Yellen's endearing personality. Dozens of friends and colleagues I interviewed for this book have commented on how personable, caring, and sincere she is. It's not an act. It may be a key reason why she defied all odds and managed last year to persuade her counterparts from more than 130 nations to sign on to an international accord that sets a minimum tax for multinational corporations. Talks on the issue had proven elusive for more than a decade until Yellen got involved. She considered writing a memoir after leaving the Fed, but decided her life was not remarkable enough and scrapped the project. Go figure. During our many interviews, she said she thought her life story was, frankly, mundane. After all, there wasn't some trauma in her background, such as poverty or abuse, and as the physician's daughter growing up in affluence, there was no dramatic story to weave about adversities overcome. When Yellen first was offered the Treasury job, she demurred, saying surely others were more qualified. The status and opportunity to smash another glass ceiling were not alluring enough. She accepted only after President Biden's advisors reached out to her a second time and her family urged her to say yes. By then, she had become convinced she could use the position to better the lives of millions of Americans. In a city where so many come to do well for themselves, Yellen remains the dedicated public servant committed to do good for others. These are my five insights about Janet Yellen and why I wrote the very first biography of this remarkable person. I hope my book bite piques your interest to find out if you agree with me. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Owen. That was Owen Ullman with five big ideas from Empathy Economics, Janet Yellen's remarkable rise to power, and her drive to spread prosperity to all. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.